probably 15 minutes before the message started. I remember thinking to myself, you know, looking at the guys who were speaking and saying, no, I'd give anything to go up there and speak. But you get up there for 10 minutes and you then you're done. And then probably 20 minutes ago, I was sitting down there looking at Garrett and saying, I'd give anything to go up there and emcee tonight. Why don't we just open up in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, before me and Jaden speak tonight, Lord, I know that I cannot do this on my own, and that your will will be done. Lord, I thank you for this youth group that you've given to us. I thank you for this chapel, the group, the assembly. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, I just want to look at my testimony for a bit, because I've never told it, and there's a couple of things that you can learn from it. To start off, I was raised in a Christian family. My parents were great. I'm starting to realize that more, how much they were there for me all the time. I was always in church, whether it was Friday nights or Tuesday nights, or Sundays. At 5 years old, I was saved. I can remember the day now. I was on the staircase with my brother. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was going to hell. And I accepted Christ as my Savior. But one thing that really stuck with me was the thought of hell. It really tortured me probably for the next 4 or 5 years. I was really like scared of it, and I'd often find myself wondering, you know, how do I know I'm saved? What if I go to hell? And I was really scared of that. But eventually, when I was probably 10 or so, I came across a verse, John 10, verse 28, which reads, I give them eternal life, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Like, this verse, it was big for me. It really helped me through a lot of things. Life moved on, and I grew up, and I kind of got out of this. But just to mention, like, what Hanson read, Psalm 91, I found that probably a year ago. And, like, whenever I just wanted to read it because, you know, whenever I come here, or whenever I'm facing a trial or something, I like to read that. It just kind of assures me that he's watching over me, and he will help me. So eventually I grew up and entered junior high, which is it was a big time for me. There was a lot of new people. There was a lot of choices that had to be made, whether it was, you know, what course I'm going to take, what group of friends I'm going to be with, what kind of stand I'm going to take, who I want people to see me as. And sadly enough, I did not make the right choices a lot of the time. You know, I kind of got in with the wrong group of guys. I stopped reading my Bible. I stopped praying. It was a rough time for me. I wasn't happy because I was saved, but I wasn't living for the Lord. So my conscience would often bother me about these things. But off and on, I would read my Bible, whether it was just because I'd hear Greg McIsaac speaking at youth group, and I know he always says the, if you read your Bible this week, raise your hand. I would read for that. I'd read to tell people that I read my Bible. And I don't know how, but eventually I came across the verse in Romans 14, 7 to 9. It reads, for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live unto the Lord. If we die, we die unto the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this the end Christ died and rose again, and he might be Lord of both living, dead and living. And at this point, I was probably in grade 9, and one thing sort of clicked. Actually, two things clicked in probably the span of 2 weeks that really were the turning point for my life. The first thing that clicked was that it was actually quite, like, obvious. It was logical, but you can ask my friends or anyone. I've done a lot of things that aren't logical in my life. But this was really logical. And it kind of struck me that, you know, I was saved, but I wasn't living for the Lord. You know, he died for me, but I couldn't even give him 15 minutes of my day. And, like, that hit me hard. And I couldn't, like, that laid on my conscience a lot. And then, so over the next 2 weeks, it was in the back of my mind, and I think about this a lot. And eventually I came to the point where I had to ask why I wasn't living for the Lord. And I came to the conclusion that I was spending too much time with people that were talking about the worldly stuff and not enough time, you know, in the Word or talking about, or with people that were talking about things of the Bible. So I didn't turn around right away. I didn't, in no means did I do a 180 degrees turn of my life. But I started reading and I started praying, and my relationship with the Lord started to grow. And it came to a point where I realized that I had to, sort of weed out these friends that weren't bringing me up, but they were just bringing me down. And like, that was really hard for me to do, because I had spent 3 years with them and every day, and I loved them and loved them as my friend, and I cared about them. And like, said I can't really hang out with you every day, you know, I tried to give them the gospel somewhat, and they turned me down, and which was really hard for me, because these are my friends, I don't want to see them and go to hell. But I couldn't really do anything, maybe just not their time. And I still talk to some of them. So that's pretty much where I got to right now. Today I keep growing in the Lord as I go. I have my highs and my lows. I'm not always reading my Bible like I should be, but majority of the time I am, and I'm growing in the Lord. So looking back on my life, if you guys could take a couple of things from my life, it would be that each of you would ask yourself, am I living for the Lord? Where are my values? And if the answer is no, then why? Why am I not living for the Lord? What is going on? And then think about, what do I need to take out of my life, or what do I need to put in? And then that leads to the next thing, would be you need to read and pray to grow. One of the things I grew up thinking was, as you grow physically, you grow spiritually. And it's pretty obvious, I grew physically, but I wasn't growing spiritually, which is something very important. And just before I close, I just want to say, I kind of talked about, all the things I've learned, but I just want to say thank you to anyone who's been there. There's lots of people, too many to name, but they've been there for me, and I just want to say thank you to all of them. And I want to say thank you to this youth group. I don't think we quite realize how much time Miles and Paul and Dave put in, and how blessed we are to have this. And I'll just close in prayer before Jaden comes up. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity you've given us to share your word. Lord, I thank you for Jaden and what you've laid upon his heart. Lord, I pray that you'll speak through him. And I thank you for this youth group that you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.